Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hey, it's Friday. Welcome to Hagman. It is Friday, August 12th, 2022. I just want to say thank you to everyone who has supported this platform, sent any kind of email or any note. By the way, I do read, and you know, I keep all of the correspondence. You might say, well, no, you don't. I read everything I get in the mail. I read all of the emails. I'm just overwhelmed. I cannot respond to all of them. And some, you know, some just really have made me laugh, you know, broken my heart, gave me the warm fuzzies and all that. But I want to thank you, the listening and viewing audience, for everything that you have done for this platform and are doing for this platform. And that reminds me, I'm wearing a tie right now. It's a coffee tie. It's, you can't really see it necessarily. And this was a gift from a viewer listener. Okay. And when I received this, along with cufflinks and a coffee bean cufflinks and a tie tack, I'm thinking, you know, what a thoughtful person. And so thank you to everyone. Even if it's a note written on the back of a receipt of encouragement, it's great. You know, I just want to take this first segment here. There are a couple of things in the news that we really need to talk about. But I'm going to take this very first segment here, and I really want to tell everyone here on this Friday. By the way, people had asked why we didn't jump on the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago and such, you know, right away. I've got this kind of like a 24-hour rule, in a sense. I don't want to jump on anything unless it's a bomb going off, you know, unless it's of that caliber. I'd much prefer to talk with people I can trust, get the facts, get the information, and then from there drill down deeper. And I'd like to work that way better than just spouting off. Okay, it just works better. But nonetheless, I just want to take a few minutes and say that based on everything that has happened this weekend and the people I've spoken with and the people who are in the know, whether they be they're retired from their jobs at the IC, intelligence community within the IC, on a global level, no less. Friends, we are in for the battle of our lives. And it hurts me to say that. It really hurts me to say that. Because I had hoped, and you know, there are people who have accused me of, because of my incendiary kind of talk, that, hey, you want a civil war. You want the revolution. Well, I suppose in my heart of hearts, a revolution would be okay. Because the governing body that we have right now is so far from what our founding fathers envisioned. No, and hell no. I spoke with a patriot physician, doctor, last night. And this got me thinking late last night, early this morning. This man's a very intelligent man. He is extremely knowledgeable about the bioweapons and such. And we had kind of a long conversation. And he said, what are we going to do? I mean, what are we supposed to do? We have to do something. What are we going to do? Everyone's looking for a leader, so to speak, right? Everyone wants change, but they don't want, and I'm not, this is not an indictment. This is just from the heart, because I suppose I fall into this category too. Everyone wants things to change, but they don't want to put their entire reputation, their entire lifestyle on that chopping block in order to get the change. Now, some Christians I know say, look, this is a spiritual war. We have to pray more, and we have, I agree with that, but I also state without any problem whatsoever, while it is a spiritual war, undoubtedly, it will require our physical involvement. And I'm not saying physical necessarily limited to fighting. I'm saying our physical involvement, whatever that might be. And I think whatever that might be is exactly what the God of the Bible tells you what that is. I think we have a lot of people who are trying to read other people's emails, in a sense, if you think about it, as opposed to reading their own. And I'm using that metaphorically. I think what we need to do is really understand what our job is, what the reason that God put us here. We have to get a handle on that first. And I don't know, honestly, I don't know how to tell you to do that except to pray. But I do know this. When you know what your job is, you will know, and you will know. There were a few times in my life where some very critical, very crucial events were taking place. I had no clue as to how I fit into these certain things. Until you sit down in the quiet, maybe you hit your knees and you pray. You ask for guidance. Sometimes you get it. Sometimes it takes a while, but I believe you will get it, because I got it. It was almost like a thunderbolt. When I knew, I knew. And I knew that I knew. And I knew that that was the right thing to do. And that's in the situations I'm referring to. So I believe that we, if we put our ear to the ground and our hearts and minds to God, I believe that that we'll know what to do and when to do it and who to do it with. This was an extremely historic and horrible week, I believe. A historically horrible week, insofar as you have an out-of-control weaponized Department of Justice, just to recap, executing a search warrant at the home of a former president. Let me give you some insight into this. I had talked to Steve Quayle yesterday and today, and I'm going to be writing something up. There were 12 boxes removed from President Trump's home in a 6x10 storage area that was locked and secured. Okay. People want to know what were they looking for? What was this all about? In sum and substance, in short, and this is a very short encapsulation of what this is all about. President Trump had moved to declassify among other documents. It was certain documents related to Crossfire Hurricane, the Russia hoax. And within his papers, he left the White House with a binder. Or he, let me back up. On January 19th of 2021, he ordered the declassification of Crossfire Hurricane Russia hoax, this binder of documents. He ordered that declassification. Now, it is absolutely the president's prerogative to declassify documents. Now, there are some exceptions, but in this case, not a problem. He was met with the defiance of two attorney generals, one being Bill Barr, and the second, of course, being Merrick Garland. President Trump wanted the contents of this binder very specific to the Russian hoax and how he was set up by way of Crossfire Hurricane. President Trump wanted these records entered into the Federal Register. Now, again, about this binder, okay? The Department of Justice made redactions to protect sources, you know, sources and methods. You've heard that before. And they gave, the Department of Justice gave this binder to the White House following that redaction. However, in comes the FBI. Not literally, but into the picture. Remember, the declassification of Crossfire Hurricane documents and such, Russian hoax, this binder of documents was received by President Trump at the White House on January 19th, 2021. Again, however, the FBI came into the picture, wanted certain names hidden, redacted, certain other information hidden. So the Department of Justice demanded the binder back. Well, demanded that the 1974 Privacy Act was complied with. That requires, the 74 Privacy Act requires that records hide identifiable information and names. That's what that act does. Now, it was specifically done in the FOIA arena for that purpose of FOIA. But it has absolutely and has no application to the White House whatsoever. And the Department of Justice knows this. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows gave the binder back to the Department of Justice the following day on January 20th of 2021. In good faith to, okay, you feel like there's some issues that may reveal names and sort and so. Okay, even though we don't have to, we will give the binder back. While you make the redactions, again, although we don't have to, but we'll give the binder back. Okay, and we do expect, of course, to have it back. Okay, there's that. Then, of course, that never happened. Now, there were other related documents taken from the, that would identify the actors in Crossfire Hurricane. That would actually give away the entire scope of the entire marginalization of President Trump, who the people are, what they did, how they did it. I mean, all of these papers, which were to be declassified. Remember people saying, you got to declassify everything, declassify everything. Well, he did. But what happens when no one else is going along with you? All right. Yeah, you're the president, but what are you going to do? You're going to punch him in the mouth for not going along with you? The information I'm working on will provide in detail why the Department of Justice and the FBI executed that raid this week on August 8th, 2022. Now, and I should add this. Let me see if I have this up here. I think I do. It's interesting that the FBI had inspected the storage room, and I don't know how many people know this. I think these are my notes. I think these are my notes here. The FBI inspected the storage area where these boxes were kept, and they were kept in a 6x10 storage area, which was padlocked. This area was padlocked, so no one except anyone who was authorized had access to this area. Members of the Department of Justice, FBI, had previously inspected. I had all my dates laid out here. I mean, oh man, this is good. They had previously inspected this area, and their only request was, "Can you get a better lock? Everything is fine, but if you don't mind, just get a better lock," which that was done the next day. I mean, immediately they got, they complied with what they needed to comply with, got a better lock, and everything was fine. You'll have to excuse me if I sound a little bit crusty. It's because I still am fighting off with whatever this stuff is. But having said that, they returned the very same boxes that they allowed to stay at Mar-a-Lago. Those very same boxes were the ones that were confiscated on the August 8th raid. Now, how much sense does that make? It makes virtually no sense whatsoever. But there's more to it than that. Just think about the declassification. Think about what I said about Crossfire Hurricane. Think about the fact that there's more to it than this. And kind of allow me, what I'll do is I'll map this out in an article. I will forward it to Steve Quayle, and Steve Quayle can publish it, or a link to the article. Because I think this report will just be absolutely, will astound you as to what is going on and why it's going on right now. In fact, I think part of this, just the news, for example, John Solomon had reported on this 2 months before his Florida home was raided by the FBI. In fact, Liberty Daily, it's on the big headline for Liberty Daily today. 2 months before his Florida home was raided by the FBI, former President Donald Trump secretly received a grand jury subpoena for classified documents belonging to the National Archives. So, okay. Now, you have to understand, too, upon leaving the White House, there's always this lengthy and very intense, they go through all the documents. The people who need to be there are there. They say, these documents can go with you, Mr. President. The other documents have to stay. Thank you, Eric the Tech. And there was already this done, this looking at these documents. This was already done. So, and this is a very important article, by the way. So 2 months before this past August 8th, he had received a grand jury subpoena for classified documents belonging to the National Archives. So when he said, okay, we went through this when I left, but okay, I'll cooperate by turning over responsive evidence, surrendering security surveillance footage, and allowing federal agents and a senior Justice Department lawyer to tour his private storage locker. Okay. Now here it is here. Okay. This is good. The lawyers for Donald Trump arranged this cooperative tour and exchange. But Donald Trump personally surprised the Department of Justice National Security Division prosecutor and three FBI agents who came to his home on June 3rd. That's June 3rd. You heard me right. Greeting them as they came to pick up a small number of documents compliant with the subpoena. The subpoena requested any remaining documents Trump possessed with any classification markings, even if they involved photos of foreign leaders, correspondence of, or even mementos from his presidency. That's where the cocktail napkins came in. You might have heard about those, but I digress. Now, Secret Service agents were also present and facilitated the visit. President Trump cooperated fully, telling the agents and prosecutor, look, whatever you need, let us know. Doesn't that sound very familiar? Peter Navarro, whatever you need, let me know. I'll give it to you. Next thing you know, he's being yanked off a plane, put in shackles, and perp walked. That's the way these bastards operate. Okay. The federal team that went there on July 3rd, they were very surprised by President Trump saying, you need something, I'll give it to you. They asked, the federal team was surprised by the president's invitation and asked for an immediate favor. They wanted to see the 6-foot by 10-foot storage locker where his clothes, shoes, documents, and mementos from his presidency were stored at the compound. 6 by 10. I don't even think Hillary's file gate, you know, Hillary Clinton, Craig Livingstone, 1,000 FBI files could fit in a 6 by 10 storage area. Remember that? Hillary Clinton, Craig Livingstone, file gate? If you don't, you should look it up. But not on places like Wikipedia because, you know, Wikipedia, right? And I digress. But he said, yeah, come on, whatever you need. And this is June 3rd. Can we see this area? Absolutely. Given Trump's instruction, the president's lawyers complied and allowed the search by the FBI before the entourage left cordially. Again, June 3rd. This is August now, but June 3rd. 5 days after that, Department of Justice officials sent a letter to President Trump's lawyers asking them to secure the storage locker with a better lock. Like I said earlier, I should have read this article. And about the same time, the Trump Organization, an organization that owns the president's home, Mar-a-Lago, received a request for surveillance video footage covering the locker. And you know what they did? They volunteered the footage to federal authorities. All right. The disclosure came on Wednesday of this week. Just the News reported it. And there were other questions about this raid, including whether the judge, the Epstein-tied judge, knew about Bruce Reinhardt, knew about the previous cooperation, or did the FBI and DOJ hide that from this judge? Don't know. George Washington professor, I know you've heard of this guy, Jonathan Turley, said that the more that we know, the more confusing this gets. Did they give the history of the magistrate? Does anyone know that, the history? This magistrate actually recused himself in a previous situation in a case between President Trump and Clinton. So, continuing, and this is a quote here, the idea that the President Trump was subjected to a subpoena, complied with a subpoena, did not challenge it, voluntarily showed the storage room to the agents, followed their advice, secured secured it according pursuant to their demands. All of that is hardly a basis for saying now we need to send in, what, 30, 40, 50, 100 armed FBI agents into and raid a former president's home? Turley said, if the subpoena worked the first time, then presumably it would work a second time, I'm paraphrasing, if there were any remaining documents. The people are seeing, we know, that there's a two-tier justice system. This is impeachment number four, essentially. You had two impeachments. But you get the idea, right? I'm beginning into a report that will expose the people involved in this, at least in my view and based on my investigation, and put this in writing. That way people have a document they can refer to as opposed to just kind of narrating this. But this is extremely important for people to understand. This right now, we are at a very, very critical juncture in our history. And I'll have to say this. It is one, in my belief, it is a situation right now where the slightest spark, the smallest match, the smallest incident could set off a major disaster, result in something like martial law, and all hell could break loose at a moment's notice. I will say this. It was interesting that Christopher Wray yesterday, and talking about the response to the FBI raid to President Trump's home, had said, oh, there have been threats to agents and threats to FBI agents. He made a big point about saying that. I'm not going to play it, but he made a big point about saying that. Did you see what happened today in Cincinnati? There was a guy who apparently took some shots at FBI agents at their headquarters. I mean, come on, man. Are you serious? Joe Biden, come on, man. I mean, what did he hope to accomplish in this highly guarded FBI field office? Believe me, you're not going to win. But it was almost as if Christopher Wray was he was a prophet. And of course, who's going to get blamed? It's going to be the right. It's going to be the conservatives. It's going to be the people on the right. I'm telling you what, we are going to be witnessing some very severe consequences in the coming days. I don't know if Steve posted this or not. This is a quote by John Adams. And this is an article that was written, I believe it was yesterday. The title was Lawlessness Reigns. It's time to start construction on that monument to freedom. And the quote by John Adams, I felt was pretty significant right now. Cities may be built and a people reduced to poverty may acquire fresh poverty. Hey, there it is. Eric the Tech. How are you, man? I mean, you are good. Hey, it's Friday, brother.
Yes, it is.
Do you have a great weekend plan? I mean, you going to have fun this weekend?
Is landscaping fun?
And while I'm taking this brief break, I want to wish my daughter, my youngest, my favorite, right? Everyone's my favorite, but what a great girl she is. And the wife of Eric the Tech, a very happy birthday. Cards and letters may be sent. No, I'm kidding, of course. I can't believe she's getting so big. All right. John Adams, cities may be rebuilt and a people reduced to poverty and may acquire fresh property, but a constitution of government once changed from freedom can never be restored. Liberty once lost is lost forever. When the people once surrendered their share in the legislature and their right of defending the limitations upon the government and of resisting every encroachment upon them, they can never regain it. And that's a quote by John Adams. You can go to stevequayle.com, find the article, and read the entire article. It's worth the read because the what this writer says in here, and I have to agree. In fact, I'm going to just start this off with Austin Brower from Health Masters. The statement here. Let me see. Okay, underneath that image. What is it that we need to do? ? How do we restore liberty for the future generations? People want a plan. People want a leader. And this, I think, is key. People want to be told what to do. And the author says, yet when I offer my thoughts to most people, shock and disbelief is all I get. And he continues very quickly. Most of you here have no idea the things I have done in this fight for liberty. And I could say that about people like Austin and Ted and us and others who talk, you know, from behind the mic, because we have done things that you folks have never seen. And we see the occasional comment, well, you're just a bunch of blabbering loudmouths, right? But that's not true. You can, writes the author, and you can see this on your screen if you're looking at this. You consistently tell me I should quit saber rattling. You tell me that if I want blood, I should get off the porch. Nobody wants war, myself included. But unlike most of you, I've exhausted all of the legal/peaceful means to try and right this ship. I'm here to tell you, it cannot be done. I'm going to put a period or point right there. It's already a period there. Leave it right there. And take it over to Austin. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Get his comments about this and his thoughts about what happened this week since we haven't talked. We need to talk about this. And what is to be done if our nation is to survive. And if we are to survive, folks, go to healthmasters.com. There you'll find the best nutritional supplements in the world. Hey, once in a while, a bug will get by them. I can't fault that. You know, it happens. I'm walking proof of that, sniveling proof of that. Once in a while, a bug gets by. But Health Masters, best supplements in the world. I take them. My wife takes them. My entire family takes all of Health Masters. Please bookmark healthmasters.com and go there. Do your shopping right now because we don't know what's going to happen in the next heck. We don't know what's going to happen. So stock up now. Make sure you take advantage of the product of the week and all of their sales as well as their food buckets, which I am really a big fan of. Check those out. Healthmasters.com. And also they've got a radio show. Monday through Friday, replayed on Sunday as well. And that is available if you go to healthmasters.com, click on the upper right-hand corner. It'll take you right to the player for their show. Austin, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic, Doug. Been looking and watching and reviewing and in contact with numerous people all this week. And a lot of people have been getting stressed out with a lot of stuff that's going on. And I've told them, like, listen, this isn't something, you know, we necessarily expected to go this far this quick, but we knew that the deep state was alive and well with a lot of things that were happening right now. We knew that there were many things going on behind the scenes to attempt to pretty much criminalize any type of dissent. This has been going on for years, all the way before COVID, but during COVID, we saw this grow very rapidly where, you know, the government came in and said, we're getting to choose who's essential and who's not essential. We get to pick and choose who can stay open. You know, you have a small shop here and you're not essential because, well, we deemed you not to be essential because, well, we just have that edict thrusted upon us that we can do whatever we want, which is a complete and total lie. But yet Sam's, you know, Target, Walmart, Costco, all those remain open. We've seen this slow push of tyranny ensuing on the population over the last 2.5 years. And most people blindly kind of set it aside as happenstance because of a virus. They were told they weren't allowed to go out in public unless they got injected. They weren't allowed to work or make money or travel freely unmolested on their way without getting the injection. They were told that simply their kids couldn't be safe, couldn't go to school without getting an injection. And we saw the rhetoric push and push and push. And now we have finally seen the FBI rear their ugly head for who they actually are. And they're redcoats. The vast majority of them are complete and total compromised redcoats that are essentially King George sympathizers. This is the first time in U.S. history you've ever seen a former president of the United States, much less the last president of the United States, have his personal residence raided by the new Gestapo force that Biden is essentially rolling in. And I don't mean Biden as an individual. He's a bumbling buffoon. He can't even tie his shoes or ride a bicycle without falling over. Fact proven from the video. But the regime that is operating in his administration, it's very clear with Merrick Garland and the FBI director with Christopher Wray, all these guys, they're all in colludes together. They're all using and weaponizing and politicizing their alphabet agencies to control and dominate what they want. And the problem with this is my wife asked me about this the other day, and she goes, have we ever seen this happen? You know, where the FBI actually did a full-blown militaristic raid on a former president. I said, no, this has never happened. And she goes, well, I mean, does that ever happen, you know, in other countries? I said, yes. I said, third world countries that are completely and totally controlled by communism. I said, Fidel Castro was very, very common that he would go in and use his military or private military to stifle any type of political opponents. This has happened with Chavez. This has happened in numerous third world countries across the globe. This isn't uncommon behavior. To be the world's superpower and pretty much one of the largest economies and freest countries, allegedly, I use that term loosely now, freest countries in the world, to go in and have the sitting president of the United States and his administration using their Gestapo team to go in and try to fabricate information. Now, again, we don't know what actually they were truly looking for. They came up with some bogus excuse that there were classified documents that Trump may have taken, yet they would not allow Trump's attorneys to be present or watch or see anything that they were confiscating. I mean, they confiscated 12 or 13 giant boxes of stuff, including personal affairs like napkins from the White House that Trump took as souvenirs and photos and things on the wall that he basically framed and put on there from his presidency. They pretty much cleaned out his entire presidency from what I've read. Anything that was related to his 4 years in office, they pretty much seized it, in most cases without cause. I mean, presidential napkins from the White House, they use as souvenirs. I mean, you got to be kidding me with this. And, you know, the report is that they were so emboldened, so arrogant, so disrespectful. They didn't come in and say, okay, we have the specific place of things and purses to be searched. We have a specific item we're looking for, attorneys. You know, you can basically monitor us on this. We're going to these areas. This is what we want to look at. It was nothing more than a full-blown theater job by the Gestapo paramilitary group to come in and show a massive excessive use of force. I've made my thoughts very well known to the fact that I did not agree with a lot of Trump did as far as putting CFR members in and his bump fire ban stock with the ATF, and really didn't have a huge amount of support for the Second Amendment, which I was disappointed on. But this far goes beyond a presidential second run or anything on that aspect. In my opinion, this was used as a major, major event to pretty much show the entire country that the FBI is no longer about law and order. It is completely above the rule of law that is underneath the constitutional republic. When you now have a rogue government operating in the White House that is using the Department of Justice as a weaponized Gestapo force to go after prior political dissidents and prior and now opponents of him that are now planning on running, they're showing you that nobody is off the table. I do not think under any circumstances this was coincidental that this happened right after Christopher Wray got eviscerated by Ted Cruz in the Senate hearings last week on the fact that the FBI had internal memos. We talked about it on your show last week, showing anything from simply reciting the Second Amendment to the Gadsden flag. So, I mean, a host of things that were patriotic, stating if anybody says something about this, they're classified as a militia violent extremist. An MVE is what we classify them now. If any of these things apply to them, if they simply bring up the ATF FBI massacre at Waco, if they bring up the FBI blowing Vicky Weaver's face off with a 308 from 400 meters off while she was holding her baby unarmed, if they bring that up, they're a militia violent extremist. I think the FBI has shown us now who they are. They are the brown shirts. They are the SS. We have now watched that line be crossed now in the United States, and they're showing us that there is no limit to what they will do, and they're going after everyone they want that is not going to go along with their regime. And now we have the IRS, 85,000 agents being hired newly, and they've taken down it. I screenshot it yesterday. A lot of people screenshot it, sent it to me. The job requirements that they had on jobs.irs.gov, including the requirement for auditors to carry firearms and use deadly force if necessary, I quote, on their job description list. It's very clear IRS isn't going after Vanguard and Blackstreet and BlackRock and State Street and, you know, Google and Facebook. They're hiring this many IRS agents, and they're arming them and telling them that what you're going to do is you're going to be the new Gestapo. This is going to be the SS branch of the United States government used against any political dissident. Now, this is an interesting time in this country, and I've told people don't get stressed out, but take this as a revelation to realize where this is starting to head. And it's now going from the approach of, you know, arrest that man because he did this, or search that man because we don't like him, to basically round them up, round that entire group up. They are not allowed to be free anymore. They are not allowed to do anything. The problem with this is, and this is why they're going so hard after the guns, people that are taking and carrying and basically training with AR-15s don't get into cattle cars. People that carry ARs and know how to operate ARs, especially a lot of the retired veteran and people that have trained with them, don't get into cattle cars. This is why at the same time all this is happening, they're pushing to tell the American populace, you don't have a right to own a semi-automatic weapon or any magazine that's over 10 rounds. We see now why this assault weapon push has been so aggressive in Congress and into the Senate now, right when all these other things are happening. They dropped the hammer on Monday, and they're letting everybody know they're playing for blood now. And this is, there will be no quarter, no mercy with this Gestapo deep state group. That's personally my opinion of what's going on. As we find more out that's happening, regardless of what they allegedly find, I personally think my opinion, they're going to use it to frame or plant some type of evidence, which is not far-fetched for the FBI. Their behavior, the way they acted, the way they handled themselves in this 9.5-hour raid on his property shows me very clearly this was not about trying to find some confidential paper he may have taken 20 months ago from the White House. This was a direct show of force on a former president of the United States who now will be running again for the presidential seat in 2024, right before the midterms now in 2022, Doug.
You know, okay, so about that, and I think the first segment I did explain, at issue here was a 6x10-foot storage room that had a padlock on it, that had these 12 boxes, dozen boxes of documents inside this room. It was June 3rd of this year. Now, this is August, so June 3rd of this year, when the Department of Justice and FBI, three FBI agents, went to Mar-a-Lago with a subpoena to see take custody of certain documents on that subpoena. They were expecting, apparently they were expecting Donald Trump to not comply. Okay, despite the fact that President Trump had been complying with the National Archives every step of the way through this point. Now, this is June 3rd. Subsequent to that, well, when they arrived there, Donald Trump invited them in by way of his Secret Service contingent and said, whatever you need, go ahead, boys, whatever you need, you know, take with it, whatever you need. We'll help you. We'll go through it, whatever. Okay. And so they left there with the documents that were subject to the subpoena. Again, June 3rd.
Yep.
Okay. There were two things that they, well, one thing that they asked President Trump to do, and that was to get a better lock for the door, which he did the fall. I think it was the following day. Then you have this raid on August 8th. How does that even comport with previous activities? I mean, so what we're looking at here, I believe, is obviously it's about the documents, and I believe the documents involve, or at the center of these documents, involve a specific binder that contains declassified information about Crossfire Hurricane, the people involved in that setup, as well as some other papers. But that really is to me, that's what they're after. Okay. The other stuff is just BS. Now, having said all of that, I do believe a couple of things could very well happen. I believe that President Trump will be indicted on who knows what charge. It could be related to January 6th. It could be who knows what it's going to be related to, but they have to indict him, because simply on the Records Act provision, although that's a pretty strong provision. If you violate that, you could then be disqualified for any further office. It's pretty weak according to these globalist standards. So I believe he'll be indicted. A big thing about him taking the fifth, of course, this past week in New York. But what are you going to do when they're after you, when they want to take you and your family down? You're not talking to anybody. Screw you. Okay. I'll drink a fifth while I'm taking the fifth, because I ain't talking. But nonetheless, so when this happens, okay, we're already standing in this dry tinder. What are your feelings? I mean, what would happen if Monday we awoke to the news that President Trump is indicted on criminal charges of, I don't know. It doesn't really matter about what. And thereby being disqualified from holding future office or now under investigation. What do you think would happen, given the fact that you had his supporters show up on the night of the raid? Do you think that something would happen? Do you think that they could use this as a pretext to declare martial law to lock us down, in addition to whatever other bioweapon and climate crisis reason they would give for a lockdown? What do you think would happen?
I think you're very spot on with that. You know, the true hardcore Trump supporters would be absolutely emboldened at that point, almost like they would be instigated intentionally by them doing that. And another part that I've told a lot of my friends, I said, here's the issue that I have with this. And this is where I think this is really trying to go from a understanding it from a deep psychological standpoint. Regardless if you're a huge Trump supporter or a mild Trump supporter, you agreed with some of the stuff or you voted for him, the entire premise of what he built his campaign on was national unity. And when it comes to basically making America great again, pro-nationalism, making America great, supporting patriotism, being in a proud American, that's pretty much what his entire campaign stood on. And so what I think they're trying to do is, regardless if he can run, he can't run, whatever they do to determine this or deter it, I think they're trying to do everything they can to make anyone that has ever voted for him, ever donated to him, ever supported him, ever been vocally positive about him, ever any social media about him, to demonize them and now say, listen, you guys have supported a criminal that is under indictment, which now that de facto makes you criminals because you're supporting a criminal. You now are supporting a criminal activity and pro-nationalism, make America great again. You are now banned from being involved in this, or you are going to be indicted alongside of him. I think they're absolutely terrified of the national population that is actually pro-nationalism, whether it's Hispanic, whether it's the Black community, the Asian community, the white community, the community that's a proud American. They showed everybody on January 6th when they went up there with 4 million people descended on the Capitol grounds. They got terrified as far as the global scum. They got terrified. they did not want that many people showing up there. And it showed them not just the stolen election, not just the Trump support, that there were so many patriot Americans that had absolutely enough of what was going on. And then we find out later on, they set everybody up with these FBI agents and DHS and all these instigators and provocateurs that were there to try to instigate these guys to go into the Capitol building. And they did exactly what they wanted to do. And I think that's where this is really coming to a head, Doug, is they want to come in and demonize anyone that ever supported the Trump campaign or Trump's presidency and say, listen, now that you voted for Trump, we now know you support criminal behavior. Now we're investigating you. Now we're auditing you. Now we're going in and looking at everything you've ever done, and you're going to be under investigation now. I kind of think that's where the premise of this is taking, because they cannot allow nationalism to flourish while at the same time trying to implode and exploit the United States, which is exactly what they're doing. They're trying to come in and they're trying to implode it. They're trying to collapse the dollar. They're trying to collapse the economy. It's been very crystal clear what they've been trying to do now for the last couple of years. It's very difficult to do that if you have a big hoorah group behind an individual going, we want to make America great. We don't want this absolute out of control globalism coming in. We don't want people coming in and supporting basically this green new energy deal that shuts down everything. We saw how great that worked for us as soon as Biden came in and started shutting down these pipelines and the fuel prices went up. They don't want any of that happening. They want everybody to go back asleep while they continue to pacify everybody with more and more fodder, more and more just obfuscation in the mainstream media. Let's talk about monkeypox. Let's debate about Roe versus Wade. And granted, are those topics that need to be addressed? Absolutely. But they don't want people to look at the real thing, and that is coming together as Americans and fighting back at the global elite that are trying to run this through the deep state and trying to collapse everything. And that's why I think you saw the FBI do what they did. They're going to do everything they can to criminalize Trump. And there's a high probability they're going to find something to indict him with, in my opinion. What do you think?
You know, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. I mean, yeah, that's what's happening. But what concerns me is my home state of home Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tuesday and Wednesday, concurrent with the raid, several lawmakers, several representatives, state reps were paid visits by the FBI. And federal investigators actually subpoenaed to several House and Senate Republican offices in the Capitol, in Harrisburg, on Tuesday and Wednesday. And it's written about in Penn Live, actually. It's on the screen for those watching this. At least some of the people, the individuals receiving subpoenas, were told that they were not targets of an investigation. Yeah, okay, that's why you get a subpoena. Okay. So you are exactly correct in this. This is to make toxic President Trump. But bigger than that, every single American who believes in America first, anti-globalist bullcrap, okay, and who don't want to turn this country into a third world piece of crap nation, that's who they're going after. They're going after the likes of you, Austin Brower, your dad, myself. You saw what they did to Alex Jones. They're going after everybody who has a Christian conservative or even an ideological conservative or political bias. Okay, that's what's happening, and they're not going to stop until the earth is scorched by our remains or until we put up a fight against them. And one more thing while I'm at this. Did you see that piece of shit Colbert on his program yesterday?
No, I did not. I don't usually watch him.
No, I don't watch it either. But I've never seen a supposedly grown man, aside from a cuck, be so giddy about a raid on a president's home. He is the least funny, most, in my view, most toxic piece of dung out there. And if that is, to me, and I'll just say this, if that is the really, if that's the attitude, and if that's what the majority of the left embraces, if that's how they embrace this, then there is no, there cannot be any kind of middle ground. There can't be any discussion, and there has to be, in my view anyway, sad to say, a fight to the death. And I know that's what they want, or a fight to the incapacitation of one side or the other, because we can't coexist in a place like this. A national divorce has to be done, or something equally bad or worse. I don't know, because we can't live. You cannot have two opposing ideologies in the same country. You just can't do that. Okay, so Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. I want to mention this, folks. Healthmasters has got the best products on the planet, from their ultimate multiple to their immunity support package, which I got to admit, I kind of laid off that for, a week, maybe week, more than a week. And look what I get, right? So make sure you take your supplements daily. Go to healthmasters.com, but do it today. Do it today, because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. We need you healthy. We need you out there. We need you to be the best you can be, feeling great. And your health is important. What else do you have? So healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. And we'll... Okay. All right. Austin Brower, Merrick Garland's got something to say, and he's saying it now. Okay.
It's here.
All right. Now, folks, this is... Let's see what Merrick Garland has to say here.
I'm providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time. There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search, and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them. This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time. Thank you.
That was Merrick Garland on Thursday. What do you think, Austin Brower, what was just said there? What was just said there?
Basically, what he just said there, I had somebody else just text me about the same thing.
Yeah.
What he said was he fully approves the FBI's Gestapo-style tactics, and he fully supports them continually doing this to anyone that they deem fit as a political component or dissident that does not go along with their communist narrative. That's what I took on that comment at all.
Okay. That's a surprise. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's surprise. News. Yeah. Okay. What a putz. I mean, really, what a putz. Okay. I got nothing. I got nothing, brother. I got nothing. Nothing more. I mean, I do have something. If anyone supports this and doesn't see this for what it is, I don't know how to explain this. You got Hunter Biden, okay, putting M&Ms on his, you know, dangling participle, along with, you know, bopping, sexually assaulting minors while using crack cocaine, illegal as heck, and dealing in crack cocaine. We got video evidence of that. the son of the president, who has direct ties with selling in his father's influence as vice president at the time to China. Yet no investigation. You got Hillary Clinton, 33,000 emails gone, poof, no longer there. Nothing. Now you got this. What's wrong with people who can't see through this? I don't know.
No, it's exactly right. That's what I was meant. One of the biggest jokes this week, I talked about it on our show, as I said, Hillary Clinton basically goes and whitewashes and bleaches her entire email and laptop and scrubs everything she had with 33,000 emails. And she goes, oh, well, I wanted to delete some of my personal emails about my yoga and my daughter. You know, I do a lot of yoga. I do a lot of things. And, you know, I had to delete all these emails. So don't worry about me. Of course, remember, she never got raided. FBI never showed up at her business or her house or any place that matter. And I mean, it was blatant fraud what she was doing, pretty much espionage. And totally cool. No worry about it. And you already have Trump complying with what they wanted back in June. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, oh, we're just going to raid his house for 9 hours and basically plunder through the entire house and take everything we want. And then you got this complete and total steaming pile of feces, Merrick Garland, who should be an absolute ashamed, who should be stepped down for treason as an AG, who, by the way, used to be registered as a foreign agent. A lot of people don't even realize that is about Merrick Garland, and has worked all over the world as a foreign agent, is registered as a foreign agent, now suddenly is running the AG and says, no, I approve of this. No, they had to approve on it. Christopher Wray and him both had to approve on it, and they had the magistrate judge down here in Florida is a stinking pedophile sympathizer that used to represent doggone Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein sign off on it. The whole thing was set up from the very beginning. They knew exactly what they were going to do. And at any point in time, they should have come in and said, listen, we need to have some discussions on this. We really need to decide if this is the direction we want to go. Now what they're doing is they're doubling down on it and saying, well, it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a problem. We did exactly what we wanted to do, and we'll do it again to anybody that opposes us. That's what that clown just said, if you read through what he's saying.
Yeah, nothing.
Like I said, back to my original times, what I said at the beginning of the show.
Go ahead.
I think it's made it very clear to everybody in this country that we are now living under an occupied country. They're showing us right now with hiring 87,000 IRS agents with body armor and 40 caliber Glocks and telling them they need to be ready to use deadly force. Because what? Because they get into so many gunfights when they're doing audits. Yeah, it says no FBI, says no IRS, says no federal agent ever that IRS gets into gunfights while they're doing audits. But yet suddenly they're about to be one of the most armed agencies on the planet as far as the United States. No, it's not a joke. And while they continue to lie to us, they say, oh, well, inflation's not real. Biden comes out, inflation numbers are zero. We're in inflation 0% the other day. But I'm going to go get on my plane to go on my beach trip because I just got past my second wave of COVID. You know, I'm gone again. As he, you know, trips around and falls apart. This whole thing's a clown show, and we know it's a clown show, and that's why I've had so many people asking me about, dude, what do I do with this? What do I do with that? I'm like, dude, the best thing you can do is keep your mind and body strong, stay focused on what's happening, continue to get the truth out there, and don't shut up for any means. I said it may be stressful. That's why I put together, I'll have it up on the website later on, you know, today, is the ultimate stress stat kit. Because I've had a lot of people asking, like, what about stress? I'm like, dude, the cortisol buster, the B-complex, the 5-HTP, and the adrenal support. And finally, people are like, well, let's put a kit together. I said, I'll put a kit together. I said, I'll discount it for everybody to get right now. Because I get it. A lot of people, they're confused. People are stressed because they're like, what the heck's going on? I'm like, dude, don't be stressed. I said, make cognitively good decisions and take care of your body, take the vitamin C to keep your adrenals strong. I said, but at the end of the day, you can focus on what you can change here locally. I said, this is a collapsing government. This is what's happened when you see a republic fall. This happened to Rome, and we're watching it right now. This is the last thralls of what's going to start happening at the final phase of a collapsing republic. And it's sad, you know, we had a good run, but we're seeing it now. And so the best thing we can do now is get the truth out there. Not stop at all. Be as vocal as possible. See, if you have millions of people, Doug, that are speaking their mind and standing up for the truth and for righteousness and for their convictions, it's difficult to censor all of them. But you've got so many people now that continue to self-censor because, well, they're scared they're going to go to Facebook jail. Or they're nervous that they're going to get, you know, some people are going to get mad at them. Or they're nervous they're going to offend a cross-dressing tranny because they tell them they don't want them talking to their kids. While a dude's dressed in a dress. Oh, you know, we don't, That's no, dude. We, like you just said earlier, we have two completely opposing ideologies now at a direct conflict here in the United States. And we have clearly seen that being respectful, being nice, being basically tolerant on our side has done nothing but compromise our generation's values, our generation's ideas, our generation's scope and mindset of what's happening. That's all it's done. The more we've compromised and the more tolerant we become, the worse it's got. Obviously, what we've been doing has not been working because we're now seeing one of the most perverted generations we've ever seen, along with the most confused generation we've ever seen. And that was the overall goal. If you can get a generation to be so confused about what even bathroom to use, that generation is never even going to be even remotely likely to question the government narrative because they're still trying to figure out what clothing to buy for themselves or if they're a walrus or a broom or a sponge or whatever because their minds have been so polluted and warped by the communists in the school system. That's why it's so important to monitor and understand what your children are watching on TV, what they're seeing in school, what they're hearing in the music. Get directly involved in your kids because this communist indoctrination, it's happening right in front of our eyes, and we have to be directly involved in it, especially when it comes to the kids, Doug.
You know, okay, I would, okay, here's what I think about that. I believe that the percentage of individuals, whether it be the parents who encourage this pedophilia type of activity, the drag queen story hour, the, hey, I'm just going to, I had a daughter, biological daughter, but we're going to let her grow up and decide what her gender might be. It's my belief people like that. And that those who support people like that are, the numbers are very, very small. However, their cause is amplified by social media and by media itself and by people in positions of power that give them special rights, special access. Okay. So I think when you take all of the cover away from them, you've got a very, very small number of people who are engaged in this activity. It's the people, it's the people who provide them cover and facilitate this. So having said that, you know, and again, and I'll just say this flat out. If I'm ever in a situation where my granddaughter or my grandson is in a public bathroom and some person of the opposite sex happens to be in there, there will be bloodletting in that bathroom, and I will do my best to be the bloodletter. Okay, in other words, I'll do it. I might not, you know, I might get a whooping, but I'll tell you what, the first few seconds, I guarantee you, I'm going to put a hurt on somebody, because we have to stand up to this. That is one of the most horrific things, along with this. These crazed abortion infanticide people, which, you know, people don't understand that this is a sacrifice. This is a religion to them, and a sacrifice to a pagan god or the god, you know, Moloch. Or people don't get this. So we have to, I believe at this point, we have to start taking action. Or just bend over, or just give us, you know, punch our ticket. We'll get on the train and we'll go to the camp, and you know, we'll just it's either or. We cannot coexist this way.
No, there is not, and it's sad, Doug, because I've always tried to resort to, you know, negotiations and compromises, and I've realized now over the last year and a half, 2 years, I saw this a lot during COVID. There are certain individuals that cannot function with a patriot constitutional republic supporter in this country. We've had a huge portion of the country overthrown by communist ideology. These individuals, it's funny because they're the first ones that scream about being tolerant. They're the first ones that talk about compromising. But then they're the last ones that will deal with any of that. They want everything their way. And as long as everybody compromises and is tolerant to their way, they're happy. But as soon as you question anything they want, they suddenly have an absolute gigantic out of control temper tantrum. We saw this with the Roe versus Wade behavior. I've never seen such contradictory behavior, where you have what this group screaming and yelling about how guns need to be seized and the Second Amendment does not need to longer apply because these children were so horrifically shot at this school in Uvalde and a couple of the other of these schools that have happened with very strange circumstances surrounding them, and screaming and yelling how nobody has to be able to have guns because it's all for the safety of the kids. And then literally in the same breath, just a week later, they're screaming about how it's woman's rights to abort her child if she wants a full child abortion, full term abortion. And the same people that sit there say, my body, my right, then they would come out 6 months ago and say, nobody has a right not to get the COVID-19 injection. If you don't get the COVID-19 injection, you're a grandma killer, even though they have no idea what's in the stuff. And we're seeing more and more now where they're trying to cover up these horrific side effects from this shot. And more people I'm getting emails from saying, dude, listen, I know you guys aren't about the shot. I made a mistake. I'm getting like inundated with these emails now. People have all types of issues with their kidneys, with their liver, especially cardiac problems. Shoot, I saw an article earlier now that just came out of Thailand, and they did a research study of 301 students ages 13 to 18 that basically got the shot, had no underlying diseases. Then they followed up with 3 days, 7 days, and 14 days after the second dose. 29% of the 301 students experienced significant cardiovascular effects, including heart palpitations, chest pain, shortness of breath, abnormal electrocardiograms, mitral valve prolapse, which the Mayo Clinic describes as heart valve disease, high blood pressure, extremely elevated for an extended period of time. 7 were diagnosed with heart inflammation or myocarditis. 2 of them were hospitalized for severe conditions. 1 was admitted to intensive care. This is out of only 301 kids. Basically, a third of them had severe heart problems. Now, this only went out to 14 days. This only went out to 14 days after the shot. It didn't go past that. This study was for 14 days. So there's no telling what you're going to see in these children a month, 2 months, 6 months, 12 months down the road. What happens when they get their next shot, their booster shot, all these other stupid shots they keep coming up with left and right while Pfizer rakes in billions of dollars, while the United States populace goes further and further into debt and a recession. We keep handing billion-dollar checks to Pfizer like just money's running out of style. We got to give it away to Pfizer as fast as we can. And yet, zero coverage on that. Zero topics about any of this stuff that's going on with the entire populace and the side effects and the VAERS report going through the roof continually. And now reports more and more coming out about these children under 5 years old having horrific side effects and basically going in and having all these heart problems, cardiovascular problems. Oh, don't talk about that. Don't talk about that. This is what they're constantly doing to us. They're going to roll out another shot. They've already told us that. I personally think by September, once Pfizer gets this new bivalent shot available, that they have zero research they have to show on it, zero clinical trials they have to show on it, zero testing they have to show on this shot at all, because it was already in their emergency use, and then they put Comirnaty on approved, this shot now can be adapted, changed, and mutated all they want because it's mRNA gene therapy, and they can roll it out. The FDA automatically has to rubber stamp it, buy it, send it, because it is simply the same COVID RNA shot, except we have no idea what's going to be in this injection. I personally think this is going to be the big shot. I think the people that get this are going to become deathly ill. They're going to blame it on COVID. They're going to say it's COVID-related again because it's going to be COVID symptoms. And they're going to turn around and start saying everybody needs to get the shot immediately. COVID is rampant again. COVID is a pandemic. We have to get the shot. We have to either lock down, restrict usage, and roll this right in to the midterms. There's no question to me about it. I think that's what they're going to use. And they're going to do something here shortly, because this FBI debacle that they just did on Monday has gotten everybody's attention, left and right. Even some people that aren't hardcore left, just maybe liberal, even a lot of them are like, dude, this is bizarre behavior. This is a bad precedent. You start coming in, you start going in and having full-blown search warrants with militarized FBI for 9 hours in a former president's home when he's complied with everything you've asked him for, and y'all still adopt this behavior? Clearly, the FBI is brazenly out of control, and I wish I wish our Republican representatives that we elected to represent us by the people for the people would get off their pathetic asses and stop taking so much money from everyone and actually do something about this. That's what I've told everybody in the fall. If we can manage to maintain a true Republic election, a constitutional public election that is not massively defrauded, we need to vote every single piece of garbage out that is not doing anything right now, that is not standing up for our rights, and definitely all 10 of these stinking senators that approved that gun bill that they passed last month that went in and approved red flag gun laws and all the other nonsensical crap they put in there. There was absolutely no reason at all under a Second Amendment should that have been approved, much less will it do anything to protect the population from gun shooters that, in my opinion, half the time are whacked out by the CIA, just like we saw up in that mall. But yet we had a good Samaritan there carrying a Glock on his person that was able to drop him before he had some mass shooting. And notice, you haven't heard anything about that anymore, have you? Oh, that whole thing just disappeared real fast, just like the same thing in Buffalo. Remember I told you to shoot in Buffalo? Man. Disappeared real fast. Nobody's talking. I couldn't finally hear anything on it still. Kids basically, they're doing some Senate hearing on it. That's it. No media coverage at all on any of these shootings. Yet, man, these shootings were the cream of the crop when it came to media coverage. There, everybody was talking about them. Now, suddenly, can't find anything about anything on these shootings as far as they're progressing further. Why is that? Why do they constantly roll it out there, make you think it's the biggest story of the year, yet as soon as it doesn't fit the narrative and people ask questions, bam, gone, right off the map. Nobody talks about it anymore. Usually it's pretty clear to see when you see something like that, that's something you need to be on the lookout for being a false flag or at least massively controlled by the FBI and CIA, which, by the way, as you know as well as I do, the FBI has been directly involved in hundreds of false flags where they set people up and try to get them to do stuff after they talk them into it and give them the weapons. Same thing we saw with Gretchen Whitmore's absolute boondoggle of a fake kidnapping. That whole thing was entrapment run amok, and yet again, not seeing anything about that in the media at all. They want to control the narrative, and distractions are the easiest way to do it, to keep people from talking about it. That's why on our show and your show, we talk about everything. We're equal opportunity offenders. We offend everybody with every topic because there's nothing off topic for our shows. We bring everything up, Doug.
You know, I know you don't have a crystal ball, and I've put a lot of thought into this. And how is this going to play out in your mind? Look, you know, people say, and I agree with this, that everyone needs to vote in the midterms. I agree with that, because if you don't, I mean, what's your alternative? Okay, you're kind of limiting yourself. So everyone needs to vote in the midterms. But that said, if that doesn't work, or if they cannot destroy President Trump and all of the people behind him and the MAGA mindset, if they can't destroy that before the midterms and after the midterms, I mean, how is this going to play out? I know you don't have a crystal ball. I ask a lot of people this. I get different scenarios, kind of the same feeling that this is not going to end well, but Any thoughts as to what might be the end result? Because Todd Starnes on Thursday, I just want to kind of toss this in there. Todd Starnes, who has a podcast, I believe he was with Fox News for a while, said, essentially, mark my words, the FBI will arrest President Trump during one of his rallies on stage in front of TV cameras to make sure that man is destroyed, as well as the movement. Now, I'm trying to picture that, because I wouldn't want to be the agents executing that arrest. Okay. I just wouldn't want, I wouldn't want that. Would it be something that severe, do you think? And then bad stuff after that? I'm looking for answers. Maybe there are none to get right now.
Well, there's no good answer. There's no good answer about it, Doug. It's very clear with what the FBI did with their internal memo that Project Veritas leaked that I referenced earlier, showing anything from the Gadsden flag to the Second Amendment or any supporter in between is a militia violent extremist. What they're doing right now is they're setting the stage they're setting the stage to do something with Trump, whether indict him, whether arrest him on stage, which they may do that. I don't know. I have no idea if that's going to be planned. I hope they wouldn't be that stupid. But if they do, what it's going to do is it's not going to squash the movement at all. It's going to embolden the movement, especially a lot of the hardcore Trump supporters. And it's going to go grotesquely violent. And I think that may be what the globalist goal is. Because remember, these pieces of filth, these cockroaches that live under the counter, they don't get directly involved with anything. These guys move things like they're moving a chess game. They're standing above the table watching the pieces move. They're not going to get directly involved in engagements, but they will use these FBI agents that are so stupid and these IRS agents that are so stupid, the ones that are compromised. And I'm not saying they're not any good ones in there, because there may be, but the ones that are so moronic to go along with this and not even realize they're literally being used as pawns in the game. Just like the book talks about, and they're going to be used to start this conflict, and then every single media outlet in the entire country is going to demonize us for being militia, violent extremists, because we don't go along anymore with their narrative, and we will not get pushed back any further, and it's going to go extremely violent. And I think that's the overall goal that they want to have happen, and it's rough because, quite frankly, it's one of the last-ditch efforts that's available in this country. That's what the Second Amendment is provided for. The worst part about it is, though, it's what I think is the overall goal that they want to have happen, so they can use it as an excuse to bring in more UN troops and more control and more conflict. That's one of the reasons why the American patriot populace has been so reserved in maintaining our civility, even though we keep getting poked in the eye. So I don't want that to happen, but there's a high probability of what we saw on Monday. Like I said, that was a line that's never been crossed before in this country. We're in uncharted waters that have never been dealt in, and we're about to find some big, ugly, nasty swamp creatures in this water that we're all now stepping in this swamp. And I think it's time that everybody stays prepared for it. Don't be reliant on systems along with freight systems, food systems. I've told people this for months now. Don't be reliant on these systems for your everyday needs. Or you can use them for every day-to-day usage, but don't use them as your backup needs. If you need backup food buckets, if you need vitamin C stored, if you need some, you know, cinnamon extract for your blood sugar, if you need beans and rice, whatever it is, have some backups on it. Because once this thing starts to go sideways, you're not going to be able to put the lid back on the jar anymore. It's going to go sideways, and it's going to go sideways super fast. Just like we saw on Monday, this is unprecedented. I do not think it's going to stop with more instances like this continuing to occur now that the FBI has gotten this new sense of entitlement and encouragement from the administration that they're pretty much above the law and able to do anything they want, Doug.
You know, I agree with you on that. And we need to be prepared for all of that. I think we need to be prepared at a level to live like it's 1850. Okay. Something like that. Okay. Yeah. Which believe me, that does not make me happy, but I'm thinking in that respect, because who knows exactly what could happen. And that's why, folks, I really truly believe. And again, this is something I believe in this. I believe in the nutritional supplements. So you don't have to go to a doctor that makes you wear a mask to an appointment, that you don't have to go to a doctor who badgers you about an injection, you know, who's bought off by the AMA or by the CDC and the NIH and the pharma, big pharma, that you can live a good and very healthy life. So please go to healthmasters.com. I ask of you, I would consider it a personal favor if everyone purchases from Health Masters, because that keeps us on the air. It keeps them on the air and in business. And what else do we have at this point, except that we have to keep pushing forward one foot in front of another, but we have to be able to walk in order to do that. So healthmasters.com, and that's a metaphor as opposed to physically walking. So healthmasters.com. The link will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. We only have about 6 minutes left of the show. I at this point, I'm out of words, Austin. I'm out of words. I'm out of ideas. I've got nothing. I feel like an empty vessel at the moment, except to say, you know, we need to pray. We need to ask for guidance. But the only way I see out of this, and this is because of them, not us, them, is they are just continually poking this bear, and we are that bear. And when we decide to act, I think when the Patriots decide to act, it is going to be extremely ugly, like you said. And when that happens, I mean, they're going to be really, no one's going to win. Ultimately, we know who wins. God wins, and ultimately we know how the story ends. But in the meantime, it's going to be pretty rough. So, but you've got the last 5 minutes since I'm really empty. I've got nothing. So help me out here.
Well, and I get the feeling, Doug. You know, I've had a lot of people say the same thing to me. Everybody's kind of like, you know, what is this? You know, what do we do? And I said, well, dude, we know the things we can do. And we know our hope is in God Almighty and Christ. And, you know, I started reading Proverbs the other day again, just, you know, as far as praying for wisdom and how to handle these situations, because there is now a point in time where we are born in this generation where everybody that does not agree with communism, that they do not agree with this pagan sacrifice approval of these young children, that we're not going back to the Baal and Moloch worship. I mean, I was talking to Ted about that the other day on our show. And I said, you know, there's over like 140 references to Baal. In the Bible. And I said, you know, there's constant, goes back and forth to the Israelites, constantly says, stop passing your children through the fires to Baal, basically stop cooking them, stop shedding their innocent blood. And we've watched this go on, and we cannot idly stand by and ever approve of it. You can't always control what everybody does, so you can't try to. You can't run around the entire country and say, everybody has to be moral and ethical and follow biblical values, or I'm going to, you know, try to control everybody. We can't do that. We physically can't do it, nor should we. Because everybody has freedom of will. And I think that's the point that everybody needs to understand out of this realm, is that you have a choice right now. You have a choice to know that you're either going to stand firm and push on your convictions and stand for everything you believe in, or you're going to compromise. There's a very clear-cut line right now, and we saw it on Monday. And people go, well, you know, this, you said this about Trump or that about Trump. I said, dude, I still don't agree with a ton of Trump stuff said. And I don't think he would do much if he even got in office. This isn't about Trump as a person. This is about an entire incident that is occurring intentionally to try to stifle the patriot community and try to tell everyone, anybody that goes along with this nationalist agenda to make America great, to stand firm with one another, to be patriotic Americans, that we are all now being coupled in this one group. This is the take them away on the car group, except this isn't Nazi Germany, and we still have a plethora of AR-15s and arm attack saw drums and beta mags and everything else under the sun that America still can legally own and operate very, very effectively and efficiently. They know this. This is why they're trying to do everything they can to criminalize the possession of these firearms. There's a reason why they want to register all of these firearms. They want to know who owns them. I have told everybody before, registration of legally purchased owned firearms is completely illegal and unconstitutional in the United States. If you live in a free state, you do not have to register your firearms with anybody. And anybody that tells you to do so is violating the Second Amendment, meaning it makes their law or mandate void. It's the same thing we saw here down here in Florida. We actually had representatives like Governor DeSantis stick up for the people's rights. Nobody can come and tell you, you can't be open because there's a virus and you're not essential, but your neighbor, well, he sells food, so he's essential, but you're not essential. Nobody has a right to say that to you. And people have to start understanding that mindset again, that you make your own decisions. Nobody owns you. Nobody controls you. We are all made equal image of God Almighty. That's the point of this republic. Keep your body strong. Keep your mind strong. Keep your immune system strong. And remember who our faith is in. And also remember to not let anybody bully you and step down and push back and say, well, I'm not going to do this because I don't want any pushback. You're going to get pushback. I promise you, if you have not gotten it yet, there is going to be a point in time in the very near future, you are going to get pushback from something if you stand up for your convictions. And it's time people just start getting, as I say, comfortable with being uncomfortable in certain situations. Learn to deal with it. Stop being a baby about it. Suck it up and realize you were born in this time frame for a reason. If you're a patriot and you know what you have to do, you were born in this time frame. Start acting like you know what to do in this time frame. That's my opinion, Doug.
Very sage advice. I will say that. You did make me feel better. I'm slowly filling back up. No, it's. I'm glad you said what you said, and I think that we have to. Hey, be prepared. You know what? If you haven't felt uncomfortable yet, then you've been doing stuff wrong, I think.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So, all right. Brother, thank you very much. Coupon codes, HR5?
Yeah, no? HR5. I'll activate it right now. I know a lot of people are asking me about it this week. Okay. I'll pop it back up on the website for this weekend.
Okay. All right. Austin Brewer, healthmasters.com. Great. I'm going to tell you what. Listen to his show, him and Ted Brewer, every single day. And you will be better off for that. Folks, thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart, I'm going to just say thank you. God bless each and every one of you. Have a great weekend.